January 8th, 1975, The Man in the Moon and the Turkeys, page A4, continued. And let's see. He would name them, going through all those different kinds of chickens or turkeys, whatever they are. And Sikatani Dabe, Wayachet Dabe. He's going in order to eat them all. He said, close your eyes. Ishta yupinza bano abesko, he said. Then, let's see. Sika wabombado. Sika wadombado. Wadombado, sika wachimbesko.
That must be wabro, what I'm going to sing.
Well, no, I think it's, how would you say, he called out to him. He called him wabon?
Wabon.
Okay, wabon.
Wagibon, basami. He's calling them all.
He's calling all of them.
Wabon.
Wagibomba. Wagibomba. Zani.
Zani.
Okay. Sika wabombado. Sika wachimbesko.
Sika tanga wagibomba de wachimba.
Okay.
They're going to dance.
They're going to dance. Okay, would you say he called to them and the turkey danced?
He called them and the turkeys danced.
Yeah, would you say that in call again?
Okay. And then
Gayo ishta yupinza bado.
Zani ishtayip inza bada. Oh, close your eyes.
Okay. Oyonje. Oyonje wablon eyao. Wablon eyao. Wablon eyao.
That'd be wablon tamike.
I'm gonna sing.
Uh-huh. Wablon tamike. That means I'm gonna sing.
All right. Just a second. How about Oyonje? Oyonje Wablon.
I don't know what that Oyonje is. I know, all I know is that Wablon.
Yeah, well, he didn't know what Oyonje was either, because he didn't write anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Oyonje Wablon Eyao. Does that mean anything? Eyao?
No.
No? He has indeed, or really. Yeah. Okay, Abeska, he said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we have words for his song here. Te wadombe ishta yupupe yane. Te wadombe ishta. Yupupe yane. Mean anything?
Ishta yupupe mean, you know, where they bat their eyes. Ishta yupupe.
What's it mean?
Bat your eyes, you know.
Oh, blink?
Uh-huh, yeah.
To blink, or bat your eyes.
Yeah. Ishta yupupe.
Alright, how about wadombe?
Look.
Yeah. Te wadombe ishta yupupe yane. Does yane mean anything by itself?
No.
Okay.
Wadombe ishta yupupe ba. That's what I'd say.
And how would you translate that into English?
I said, they bat their eyes. They looked and then they bat their eyes.
Okay, they looked and they blinked.
Blinked their eyes.
Bat their eyes, okay. And how about te? It starts off with te or te.
Te.
Te. Does that mean anything? Or
no,
de?
No.
De wa dombe. Okay. We just tell wa dombe shtai you pupe. Okay. They bat their eyes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And let's see, we're already ahead because he has a note here. He says, de wa dombe shtai you pupe. And it says a phrase that cannot be translated.
Yes.
So he just missed it, that's
yes.
all. So you translated it right away. Let's see. Okay, te wadon beista yipupe abedon mi uyingabeska.
Uyingabe. Mi uyingabe means he caught one.
He caught one of them. Say it again.
Mi oyingabe.
Alright. So he told them to close their eyes and they blinked their
yeah.
eyes, and when they blinked their eyes, he grabs
yeah.
one of them. Tahu yuhombado.
Tahu yuhombe.
Okay. Say it again.
Tahu yuhombe. He wrung his neck.
Okay. And what's neck? Is that
Tahu.
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 And
Yihombe means broke.
Okay. Yihombe. Okay. Tahu yihombado. Yihombe. Yihombe da. Jehe.
Olombe.
Jehe chiji.
Jehe chiji olombe.
Right. See, you know it again. You're ahead of me again. Yes, he has olombe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He put it in a pot.
Yeah. Deje olombe.
Tahu ihombado. Deje chiji olombeska. Then he broke one of them neck. He caught one of them, broke his neck, put him in a pot. Okay. Hulejeba. Ishtahuje hinga gaha beska.
Huleje means striped legs.
Okay.
And ishtahuje means red eyes. I guess he's singing that to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Hulejeba. Ishtahuje hinga or jinga gaha beska. He made
He must have been singing that to him. Huleje and ishtahuje.
I just don't know. Let's see. Close your eyes. You know how the turkey said dance. Close your eyes and I will sing. And he sang. He caught one, wrung its neck, put it in the kettle. Those with the spotted legs opened their eyes a little and peeked out. Those with the spotted legs opened their eyes a little and peeked. Now let's see, how does that make sense in this? Huleje, by the spotted, the ones with the spotted legs. Ishtahuje hinga gaha beska.
Well, that ishtahuje means red eyes.
It sure does. Ishta is
his
eyes, and huje is red.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say they?
Ishtagabla. Ishtagabla means open your eyes.
Okay, how would you say they peeked a little bit? Or they peeped out.
Ishtahebe gabla sabe.
Ishtahebe.
Ishtahebe gablazabe.
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 Mm-hmm.
See, they open their eyes small.
Just a piece.
Uh-huh.
Hebe.
Yeah. Hebe.
A little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this must. If somebody can only see things up close, you know, they wear glasses
yeah.
and nearsighted, how
yeah.
would you say that? Do they ever use red eye for that?
No.
Because he translates it as. So I'll show you here.
Yeah.
Let's say, hu lejeba ista huje, nearsighted.
Yeah.
He has that meaning, nearsighted. It means red eyes, obviously. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He must not, didn't know what they was talking about or something.
I don't know. Well, that's why I'm going through these things, because I know that he made a lot of mistakes and I'm trying to figure them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, he had the right ears. He didn't know, he didn't have that.
But he didn't have that, and he didn't have you. He just had old Bahole Gakli here, and he didn't have a tape recorder either. So we'll be generous with him and give him the benefit of the doubt and just make a few corrections here. Let's see. Okay. Gagoje? Just then, right then.
Gagoje.
Gagoje.
Gagoje. Means something just right now.
Okay, gagoje do. Yinwayabe. Yinwayabeska. Gagoje da yin wayabeska. What's that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Well, what it's supposed to mean is that they, you know, they just peeked out of their eyes, and what this is supposed to mean, just then, or just at that moment, when he was, and they translated exterminating them and killing them off. So, yinwayabe is supposed to mean something like
they're gone or something.
Yeah.
Yinwayabe. Like they, you know, like they grabbed them, you know. Yinwayabe. There wouldn't be very many of them left, you know, if they stayed there.
Okay, can you make up another, can you think of another sentence where you might use niwayabe so I can see what it means a little closer?
Saniyiwayetaba.
Niwayetaba.
They're going to kill us all.
They'll kill us all. Okay.
That's what it means, to kill us all.
Okay, I see.
Niwayetaba.
All right. Does ni mean anything by itself?
Ni.
Or wayetaba? Or does it have to be together?
It has to be together.
All right. Ni wayetaba. Okay. And then, ohazetabe.
Ohazetabe.
Mm-hmm.
Means just run.
Let's run.
Mm-hmm.
Abeska, they said, or he said.
Yeah.
Gagujida. Gagujido. Hue. Gahabeska.
Zani huwe gahabe.
Mm-hmm.
Zani huwe gahabe. You know, that means they make funny noise when they all run.
That thing when they fly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gagujda ohumbeche. Yachabeska. Gagujda ohumbe. Ohumbeche. Yachabeska. Does that mean anything?
He cooked it and ate it, what it means. Zani yachabe. Gagunonda zani yachabe. What he cooked, what he ate it.
Okay, and ohumbe?
Ohumbe means he cooked it.
Okay, and ohumbe che?
That che don't mean nothing.
No, just goes in there. Gagujda ohumbe che ya chabeska. Then he cooked it and then he ate it.
Uh-huh. He cooked it and ate it.
Okay, gagujda miomba, that's right. Miombaiji ejiaka. That's right. Miombai jiaka no. Sika inonjaka. Inonjaka. Inonje. Inonjaka.
Wenonje.
Ah.
Wenonje. He was full.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That
Wenonje.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. He he left the dud, the wi, yeah, and left part of that out.
Well, okay.
Okay. It's miomba ejiaka ejiaka no sika winonjaka.
I imagine he went back to the moon, isn't it?
It must be something like,
yeah,
that. Miomba eji.
Miomba eji alabe. That's what I'd said. Miomba eji alabe.
Eji akana. Akana. Akano. I don't know. Sika inonji aka. And then he
got full on chicken.
He got full on chicken.
Sika weno jeba.
Sika
weno jeba.
Weno jeba?
Weno jeba.
Okay. And that is the end of that. Yeah, it says at last he was standing, the moon, he was,
yeah,
standing there,
yeah,
feeling very full after,
mm-hmm,
eating the turkeys.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the end of the story of the turkeys and the man in the moon. Story of the raccoon and the wolf, page 86. The raccoon and the wolf told by Pahole Gahli. Mikahinga. Mikahinga ba. Ojonge. Opa. Ahuaba. Ahuaba. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The raccoon come on in a road, in a path.
Okay, how about you say the sentence in call? Say it the way you would say it.
It's a mikahinga ba ohunge opa ahuaba.
Okay. Say it once more.
Mikahinga ba ohunge ope ahuaba.
Okay. Ope?
Ope ahuaba. He's walking in that road.
Okay. Could you say opa? Opa ahuaba?
Opa ahuaba, huh? Yeah.
What's the difference between opa ahuaba and ope ahuaba?
Ope means, you know, just. It means just the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Opa and opa.
Yeah, I just wonder which
yeah,
which
yeah.
which it would be better to
yeah.
say. All right. Anyhow, and then the wolf or the coyote, whatever he is here, is coming down the road in the other direction. Gayo shumikase hinga. That's coyote, I guess. Ujonge. Ujonge ke opaba, opabaska. Shumika se hinga, ujonge ke opaba.
Yeah, shumika se hinga, ujonge ke opaba.
Okay.
He's walking in that path or road. Means road in ujonge.
Ujonge?
Ujonge means road.
All right. Let's see. Gayo, gagum, akikipabe.
Akikipabe, that means they met. The coyote, no.
Okay, would you say it again?
Akipabe.
Okay, and this has another key in it. It's akiki.
Akikipabe. Akikipabe, the met.
Alright. And to meet is what? Akipa?
Akipa.
Okay. Wijinye. Abeska. Mikaka. Mikaka. Older brother?
Mm-hmm. Older brother was here.
Said the raccoon. Ho, mijie. Ho, wijie. Here we go. Here's where I get the Latin again, so I ought to have some good vocabulary. Kowiji, Pahole, Wichuche, Wichuche Abeska, or Michuche. Well,
so I hate to tell you. It was his brother. I don't know what he want to do that to him for.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. Okay.
I always tell my daughter-in-law, oh, we had some doozies last night.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I guess they had some real stories in those days. They didn't fool around.
Yeah. And they told it to us, you know, we didn't know what that was, you know, so it didn't make no difference when they tell it to us.
Right.
Because we was all small.
Coon is asking the coyote, what do you want to do that to me for? Is that what that
yeah.
Is that it? Okay. Let's see. Nonge blitzage.
He couldn't run.
Nonge blitzage awu. Okay. Jean Oyinge Nonji. Jean Oyinge Nonji. Nonji go.
Means he hung onto a tree, you know?
When he was, he held onto the tree. Shumikase hinga Mikaka Chubeska.
We songe,
something like we songe, we songe, chien, we songe, dear younger brother,
we songe.
Okay. And then Shumikase Hinaka. The little daughter of the coyote. Wishkedo.
Wishkedo, me, that means me. Wishkedo.
Okay. Well, he says, Wishkeda, Michuche, Abeska, Michuche, Abeska. Shumika Sehinaka. And then, Ho, Wijiye, Wijiye?
Wijiye.
Yeah, Wijiye. Up here, when he holds onto the tree or something, and then this is one huge long sentence here. I don't know if I can.
Wisonga.
Yeah, Wisonga. Except they have it different here. It's Wison. Jochio. I can't figure that out. Guye, come back.
Come here.
Okay.
Guye.
Guyao, Wiskedon, Wisson Jonction, Eggimon Chow.
Let me do that.
Okay.
Whiskey Eggimon Chow.
Right. Jumikasihinaka. I guess he's the one that said that.
Yeah.
Mikaka. Onkajio. Onkajiao.
Honkoji.
Honkoji.
He said no.
And said no, no way. Gago. Gago no.
Gago no.
Gago no.
Gago no.
Yeah.
And that's all.
That's all. That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then there's the, Mialushka?
Mialushka.
Mialushka.
That's some kind of a, I don't know what you would call them in English.
Well, I think this is a clean story. This doesn't...
No more Latin words, huh?
No more Latin words in the translation. Well, it's only vocabulary. Let's see. Yeah, this is Mialushka. And he's going to make an aged buffalo cow. I will make an aged buffalo cow, said Mialushka. Shut off the tape recorder.
Yes. I know what it is in my language, but I wouldn't know how to say it in English.
Yeah. Well, here apparently it's some kind of supernatural being that in this case he made the buffalo and the bows and arrows for the Indians.
It must be some kind of a spirit or something.
Something like that. So we have, let's see, Wajutatanga Wako Wakohingachi Yegoji Yeguji. Yeah, Wajutatanga Wakohingachi Yeguji Pahet Tamike.
Wajutatanga means some kind of animal.
Okay. Wakohingachi.
Old lady.
Okay. Yeguji Pahet Tamike.
Yeguji Pahet Tamike. Wajutatanga Wakohingachi ke Okiyabada. You're good, you're perfect, Tamiki Aka. That's what that boogerman or whatever it is said.
Okay.
Tell that old lady that.
Okay, what's Yeguji?
Yeguji perfect, Tamiki.
What's that mean?
Right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then Mialushka Ka. Yeah, the Mialushka, he said it. Mialushka ka wagaheta ka.
Mialushka ka wagaheta ka.
Yeah, what's that mean?
That whatever it is gonna make something.
Okay. Back's getting stiff. Good heavens, it's 5:15. We'll finish this one.
Okay.
Up.
Okay.
I don't. Well, maybe we can do the. Since I haven't rehearsed this one, maybe we could do the Mialushka tomorrow.
Okay.
Are you gonna be here?
Yeah, I'll be here.
You'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Did you? January 9th, 1975. The story of Mialushka, as told by Mahole Gachli, page 7. He's like an old female buffalo, and he starts off, Wajutatanga wakohingachi yegoji pahetamike.
That's what they mean. Mieluskaka, vaikka ohingasti mi pahetta mi keaka.
And that means, how would you translate what you said?
I said that Mieluska was going to make an old lady.
Okay. Mieluskaka wagahetaka. Mieluskaka wagahetaka.
Mieluskaka wagahetaka. She's going to make some.
Okay.
She or whatever it is.
She or he.
Whatever it is.
Che hinga mi pahetta mikä.
Che hinga hukka hinga mi pahetta mikä. Means I'm gonna make a little buffalo.
Okay. And hukka hinga is
hukka hinga small, little.
Okay.
Hukka hinga.
Okay.
Means little.
Alright, and let's see. Pahetta mikä. Abeska. He said.
Mm-hmm.
Next sentence. Gayojido. Moinka doka. Iuski ka abeska. Gayojido. Moinka doka. Iuski ka abeska.
Moika doga uiski, but he wanted a piece of clay up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess he rolled it around, you know.
Yeah, and clay is what?
Moika doga. It's a mud.
Wet.
Wet mud. Wet.
Moinka is earth and doka is wet.
Wet, uh-huh.
Yeah, we had that last summer, I remember. And then he wadded it up.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Uishkigabe.
Say again?
Uishkigabe.
Uishkigabe?
Uishkigabe means, you know, we wadded it up, rolled it up, I guess, what you'd say.
Okay.
What'd they call it there?
Yeah, same thing. Compressed.
Yeah.
Pressed together,
mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'm just trying to separate all the words from each other and find out, make sure I know what each one means, because I can't rely 100% on his translation here, because we found out he was wrong a couple places before. So, uyushiki, does that mean anything? Uyushiki, does that mean anything by itself?
No.
How about gabe?
Gabe, no, it don't mean nothing.
Just
either.
Uyushiki gabe together.
Uyushiki gabe.
Alright. How would you say, I'm going to wad it up, if you're talking about yourself?
Oblishki getta mikke.
Oblishki getta mikke.
Oblishki getta mikke.
All right, I'm talking to somebody else.
Unishki getta mikke.
Okay. Okay. Then, let's see, the next sentence. Okay. Gayojita. Jinha deska. Hoingua.
Gayo hinha beska. Gayo ji. He went to sleep here.
Okay. And then when it was night?
Honji.
Alright. They have hoingoa.
Hoingo.
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 What's that mean?
It means night.
Lost my place again. For the word for at night or nighttime, did you say it was hoingo?
Hoinga.
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 Hoinga. Okay. And here he has hoingoa.
Hoingoa. No, it's hoinge.
Hmm. Okay. Which did you like better, hoinge or hoinga?
Hoinge.
Hoinge. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next sentence. Gasinski edu washtombe nektabe.
Because if you wash them by net tub, you go look at it in the morning.
Okay, say again.
Because if you wash them by net tub.
All right. And in here he has Gasinski Edgy wash tombe. What does edgy mean something?
No, it don't mean nothing.
Okay.
Edgy. Unless it means hair.
Okay.
But that wouldn't sound right.
All right. Okay. Yeah, he has it meaning there.
Yeah.
Gasinski Edgy wash tombe net tabe. Okay. Te dunga yabli, wie wapache au abeska.
Te dunga yabli wapache akka. That's where I would say it. Akka. He said that.
Yeah, he said, that's what he said.
Yeah.
What was it that he said? How would you translate it into English?
I'd say, he said he made three buffaloes or something, whatever he was making.
Okay.
He made three of them, he
yeah.
said.
Te dunga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffaloes.
Yeah,
he said I made three buffaloes.
Okay. And then Chedunga Yablin Ijeaka. Ijeaka Abeska.
Chedunga Yabli Ejeaka. Said there's three buffaloes there.
Okay. Would it make any difference if they were standing up or laying down?
No, it don't make any difference.
It's just, they're
there and that's all.
Ejiaka.
Ejiaka.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Agubadan. Oyagi alibeska. Agubadan. Oyagi alibeska.
Read that again.
Okay. Agu, agi, agubadon, agubadon, aguba, agubadon, oyage alibeska.
Agubadon, oyale, agia, baske, oyale, agia, baska.
Okay.
I mean, he went and told him.
Right.
He said he come and told him.
Okay. Agubadon. And what's that mean by itself?
Agubado, they came.
Okay, they came.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oyage?
He told them.
Okay, Alibeska.
They're here.
Okay, so they're here, or they're coming back, and they came back and he told them?
Yeah, he came back. When they came back, what he told them at? Where would they been?
Okay, wherever they been,
yeah.
Let's see. Gayo, gayo dadon wapahi oinge abeska.
Gayo dadon wapahi oinge.
What's that mean?
Let's see.
What they have here is wapahi. Wapahi.
Wapahi. Wouldn't it be wapahi?
Wapahi be
I made
them.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And wapahi he has here means something sharp.
Oh, wapahi.
Pahi.
Yeah, wapahi.
So it's gayo dado wapahi oyinge abeska.
Oh, he didn't have nothing sharp.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What he's talking about.
Yeah.
Wapahi oyinge.
Okay. What's that? I have nothing sharp.
I have nothing sharp.
Yeah, that's what it says here. So, let's see. Wipahe tamike au abesko.
Wapahe tamike akka.
Okay, and that's...
I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to make him a knife.
Yes, I think he's going to make him something like that.
Yeah.
And how about wipahe? Wipahe tamike. With the wipahe tamike.
Wipahe tamike. Well, that would mean I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Whatever he's going to make.
Okay. And what's the difference between wipahe tamike and wapahe tamike?
He says, I'm going to make it and they're going to make it.
Oh, okay. Right. He's gonna make it.
He's gonna make it. And I guess those other guys are gonna make some too.
I think he's gonna make it. Yeah, he's gonna make one and give it to them. Make whatever it is and give it to them so that they can hunt the buffaloes. Let's see now.
Wapahe. Wapuha. Wik utamik, he already said. He said, I'll give you sharp, something sharp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he should have said.
Say again.
Wapahe mi wik utamik. That's what he should have said. No, I'm going to make something sharp and give it to you.
Okay. And then I guess what he makes here is, let's see. Ye gaha beska. Jominje ke mo idabe.
He made the bow and arrow. That's what he made.
Okay. And ye gaha beska. What's that mean?
Yagaha beska. He made them.
Alright. And then Jominje.
Jominje. Mohi eon bagaha be.
The bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
Both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. How did you say bow again?
I said, how did he say that?
You said Jominje or something.
Jominje. Jominje. Idabe, that means together.
Yeah, okay. Next. Okay, then. Wajutatanga. Iteyaye tadon. Miku eyawa abesko.
Wajutatanga. Iteyaye tadwiku. That's what he should have said it.
Alright, and it means.
I'll give you that bow and arrow so you can kill the animals.
The animals. Okay, would you say it again slowly?
Wajuta tangaike tsea to the week.
Okay. Wajuta tanga itseya. Alright. Miku.
Wiku.
Wiku.
Wiku. I'll give it to you. Gayo ayin ahibeska. Gayo ayin ahibeska. They took it, whatever it was. That bow and arrow, I guess.
Okay. Ayin is.
Ayin. That they got it.
Have, yeah.
They have it.
Alright, and ahiba?
They went there.
Okay. Ahibadon, ikuda, I'm sorry, ikuda badon, teyabeskon wajutatanga.
Read that again.
Ahibadon, ikuda, I'm sorry, ikuda badon, teyabeskon wajutatanga. Wajutatanga.
Ikuba de teabe, wajuta tangaike. Ikuba de wajuta tangaike teabe.
Okay, and ahibado?
Ayi ahibado. They took it.
Okay, and ikujabado teabe ska wajuta tanga.
Kuja means shoots, you know. Kuda bada teabe.
So he shot at it and killed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that thing I could say, I bet, I said.
Yeah, the animal killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, Ejikonye. I don't know what that means.
Ejikonye.
That's. What's it mean?
Ejikonye. What does that mean? He came from there, I think that's what it means.
Okay, Ejikoye, Jominje ke, Nikajuje, Ayi,
Oh, that's when they, you know, he must have been the one invented the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's what, Ejikon?
Ejikon Ayemba. Ejikon Ayemba. See how they say that, bow and arrow?
Well, let's see. Let me start from the beginning and read the sentence again. Ejikon ye, jomin je ke, nika ju je ayin, shon shon wabe.
Ejikon Ayemba. I forgot that bow and arrow. Jomin je. Ejikon Ayemba, jomin je ke. Nika ju je ba Ayemba. Jomin je ke.
Okay. Let's see now. And then at the end, the last part of the sentence has that shon shon in it. It's Nika Juje Ayin Shon Shon Wabe.
Ayin Shon Shon.
Ayin Shon Shon Wabe.
I don't know what that shon shon means.
Okay. Well, the way they translate it here is the, since that time, Ejikonye, since that time, Ejiko,
since that time, Ejiko.
That makes sense to you?
Uh-huh.
It might be wrong here. Yeah. If you remember, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Ejiko.
Ejiko. All right. Ejiko Ayemba. That's what I said.
All right. And then...
they've had bows and arrows since then.
Since then they have it. Mm-hmm. All right. And then Ejiko. And then Ye, Jominje. Jominje ke. The bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Nika juje ayin shon shon wabe. The red man, ayin shon shon wabe, have always had it.
Yeah. At that time, I guess they've had it since then.
Yeah, and he translates this shon shon wabe as always.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
shon shon me.
Shon shon me?
Shon shon me ayemba. Ejiko Ayemba. That's what I said. Ejiko Ayemba.
Okay.
I wouldn't put that shonsho man now because I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Ejiko Ayemba. That's what I said.
But you must remember hearing shonsho me somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere I've heard it.
Because what they say here is shonsho wa me. Mm-hmm. You say shonsho me with that man.
Uh-huh.
So I know you must have heard it somewhere. Because from that time, the Indians have always had bows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
that's
see.
That's what it means. Mihoge.
Okay.
Mihoge. I've heard, you know, people fussing sometimes, and they used to say, "You look like a mihoge."
Is that just recently since the boys started wearing long hair?
Yeah, that's what I call them. That's what I told my son one day. I said, "Oh, look, I said, this is mihoge." I said,
okay. Well, let's see, and then he has a comparison with between the Mialushka and the something else in the Omaha and Ponca stories.
Okay.
Oh, so the Mialushka is supposed to maybe dwell in the water or something.
Yeah.
Underground or in the water, sitting close to the bank of the stream.
Yeah.
Kind of like the trolls in the story of the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Yeah.
Or the Billy Goat Gruff or whatever. Who's that walking over my bridge? Yeah. She had a kimo poki, something like that. For firecrackers. Wadapoki.
Wadapoki.
Wadapoki. Well, I was listening to yesterday's tape. Trouble with the word for to meet. You gave me the word for meet. To meet somebody.
Akipadombe.
Akipadombe. To see somebody and meet them.
Uh-huh. So like you go out and meet somebody.
Okay. Okay.
Pejini.
Firewater. Very good. Okay. Pegene. She has. That's pretty good.
There were three different bands.
Mm-hmm.
The Sanjulian. I forgot what the other two were.
Maybe they'll be mentioned in
yeah.
here. So those are Zonjuli.
Zonjuli, huh?
Was one of the three bands
mm-hmm.
that came to the Indian Territory from Council Grove. Okay, and then he finally says, right at the end, he says, we've adopted the ways of the Americans, so the Kansas have been raising hogs and cattle.
Yeah.
So he did live to come down here.
Yeah.
He talks about it at the end. So then this is the history, short history of the cause by Ali Gawahu. Let's see, this is page B16. Godachieton Keji, New York, New York. Pahonlechi Olimbeche. Agehinga ejima jon ulimbe ejika ahubeche.
Yeah, he said he used to live there a long time ago, close to New York. Agehinga ejima ulimbe eji, New York ejiji ulimbe. Goji ulimbe eji.
Let's see, Goda.
Goda, over there, over there.
Okay, Jieton Keji, Jieton Keji.
I don't know what that is, Jieton.
Jieton, yeah, he has translated as big water.
Oh. He ought to say Nitonga.
Nitonga, yeah, big water.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see here in the notes.
That'd be ocean. Jietonga. That'd be ocean.
Huh. Jetonga is ocean.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he said possibly Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Near which resided the Winnebagoes, and according to tradition of the Iowas, the other people like
yeah.
the cause
yeah.
too. So instead of Jieton, maybe it was Jetonga or something.
Jetonga, uh-huh.
So Goda Jetonga would be
the big ocean.
Over the, yeah.
Here, I'll just put Nitonga.
Yeah, okay. Goda Nitonga Keji. What would that be? Anyway, Paholechi. Paholechi.
Paholechi. That means first.
Okay, first off. Ulimbeche.
He lived there.
Okay. Tagihinga Ejimajon.
The old man.
Ejimajon.
The old man's land.
Okay. Tagihinga Ejimajon. Ulimbe Ejiko.
Ejiko. He came from there. Agehinga moho olimbik ejika achieba. That's why I said it.
Okay. And then ahubeche.
Ahubeche. They come.
Alright. Eji olimbeche.
He lived there.
Okay. Gashon olimbado. Monhitanga ahube uyaha ahubeche.
He says he followed them white people down here. Monhitanga uyaha achieba. That's why I said it.
Okay. Eji olimbeche gashon. Gashon ulimbe. Alright. And badon. Ulimbadon. And then. Let's see, Mohitanga Ahube Uyaha Ahubeche.
Mohitanga Ahubeche Uyaha Ahube. They followed him.
Okay. Mohitanga Ba Konze Achibeche. Mohitanga Ba.
Mohitanga, that's Mbinga, if they call him, you know, those cavalry.
Cavalry,
yeah,
the soldiers
mm-hmm.
with the swords.
Yeah.
Mohitanga Ba Konze Achibeche.
Kase, Mohitanga, but Kase, Aya Achibe. he brought them calls.
Let's see. They came here. Wanomble, Wabuski, Ibaho, Gahabeche, Makonsabeske, Makonsabeske, Johnny Doska.
They must have given that, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Wanomble, Wabuski Ibaho, Ibaho, Gahabeche, Makonsabeske.
Oh, that's when they learned how to make bread and stuff. Well, he said, we learned how to make bread and cook potatoes and meat and coffee and stuff.
Okay. Let me find the translation for this thing. Peek in the back of the book. Yeah, the old men came here from that land. That would be the thing with Tagihinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tagihinga eji mojo ulimbe eji ka ahubeche. The old men came here from that land. While they dwelt here, the big knives came, the cavalry came, and the Indians came here. That is, let me straighten this out now. Right, okay. Then, now, let's see, we're on. Doda Ongahube, Ongahube go, Monze Mike Onkube.
Give him whole Mose Mik and me on Kube.
Okay, what's let's see. Doda Ongahube. Doda
Ongahube. It means we come this way.
Alright. And Doda Ongahube go.
I don't know what that go is.
Okay. And Mose Mike.
Mose Mike is whole.
Okay. And Onkube.
He gave it to me.
Alright.
Onkube.
Onkube. Alright. And Wahoto.
Gun.
Gun.
Wahoto me Onkube.
Wahoto eji onyuzabe.
Wahoto eji onyuzabe.
What that mean?
Means we got the guns there.
That's okay, we got guns there. Nihoje.
Nihoje. That means powder.
Powder.
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder, okay.
Nihoje.
Nihoje. Onyuzabe. We got gunpowder.
Oh, we got gunpowder.
Alright.
On you, Sabe.
Let's see. Mozemo. On you, Sabe.
Mozemo. That's shells.
Okay. Bullet shells.
Mm-hmm. Bullets are shells.
Okay. Imohi. Wait a minute. Imohi. Su. On you, Sabe. Eji. Imohi,
that's a flint. Imohi.
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 Imohi su onyuzabe. Onyuzabe eji. Okay, imohi would be the ears.
That'd be the flint.
Yeah, ears is a stone or rock.
Imohi.
And the mohi is a...
sharp, you know.
Yeah, something sharp. And su...
I don't know what that is.
Imohisu. It says Imohisu onyuzabe. Onyuzabe, we got whatever it was.
Yeah. That's where they got their flint. You know, a lot of times they just put stuff like that, you know, like don't mean nothing, but it goes with the sentence.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what I'm trying to figure out, though. I think I figured if I compare enough.
Have or something. Or go or where.
See. What's the word for seed? That's the kind of thing you plant.
I don't know how you say seed. Seed.
Anyway, let's see. We're going to have.
He's going to plant corn. And he'd say, Wakusi. Wakusi. Let's see, how was it he used to say that? Wakusi. Wakusi Uhutamike, he used to say. I'm going to plant corn. Wakusi Uhutamike.
Uhutamike.
That means I'm going to plant corn.
What's
wakon
mean by itself?
Wakon. Wakusi. Wakusi means corn. Wakon is pumpkin.
Uh-huh. And you don't think that corn is the word for pumpkin with Z, yellow?
No.
After?
No. Wakusi.
Wakusi.
I mean, I guess because it's yellow.
Yeah.
Wakusi.
Corn being yellow.
Yeah.
It stands to reason.
Ta-un-ku-da-be. Means he shot a deer.
Alright. Ta on kuda badon. Te ta on ya badon. Ta on ya badon.
Te on ya be.
Te on ya be. Okay. Te on ya be.
Te on ya be.
Te on ya badon.
We killed it.
On ya chabe.
And we ate it. On ya chabe.
Okay. Then we shot a deer, we killed it, and then we ate it. How would you say that all together?
Ta on kuda but on ya chabe. Ta on kuda but it's on ya but on ya chabe.
Okay. Mohitanga wahota ita. Wahoton ita. On yuzabe. Ejikan. Dablabe. Ejikan. Sikashike. Te on yabe.
Let's see.
Mohitanga wahoto ita.
Mohitanga wahoto ita on yusa ba de sika tanga ski on tse on yena be.
Alright. Now what you translate?
It said, we got the gun from the big knife and then we kill turkeys and stuff.
White man's gun, long knives, cavalry.
Long knives, gun.
On yuzabe, we got it.
On yuzabe, that we got it.
Ejikan, dablabe.
Ever since then, we shoot, we'd hunt.
Okay. Ejikan, sika te on yabe.
We kill, ever since then, we killed turkeys.
All right. Ongayabe, eji, ongahibadon, chedunga te on yabe.
Chedunga ongahi, eji ongahibadon, chedunga te on yabe.
Yeah.
Well, he said he went to hunt buffaloes, and they killed buffaloes.
Okay. Chedunga giji, what's that mean? Chedunga giji, ongayabe.
We went where the buffaloes were, he says.
Okay, and then Ongahibado.
We went there.
Okay, and Jedonga Teonyabe,
we killed buffaloes. We killed buffaloes, uh-huh.
Mohitanga Yinge, Eji Mojo.